Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
Don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Well, it is another Monday upon us. Super Bowl, what is it called? The Monday after Super Bowl. We're not here to talk about the Eagles. You know, Steve, you're congratulating them in the comments. Welcome to everybody there. What are we talking about today, Stevie P? What the VAR was that? Nice little picture you got at us here that he was probably thinking what was for dinner. Upcoming games, we're going to talk about, starting lineups, our tops, our flops. Our one comment from Gio on Patreon, and what's the preview for this week, and Champions League and the upcoming schedule. Are we ready, Stevie P?
We are ready.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome you to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, a very, very interesting Milan. That's about it, but hopefully on the rightful path to get back into the top four, Stevie P, Vinny T. Stevie, how are we doing today? I did wear my Philadelphia, Milan Club Philly scarf, because I hear they won. They're world champions, Steve. They're world champions, the Eagles.
And I did not.
You're not congratulating my cousin Johnny on his congratulatory, it's a win. But you said the New York Giants as well?
Yeah, the New York Giants decided that it was a bright idea not to sign Saquon Barkley. And where did he go? He went to the Eagles, which is a direct competitor, and gave them a little more of an edge to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, which stops the three-peat. Good for me. We just have to listen to not the fantasy. They're the best, but other annoying Eagle fans like your cousin Johnny. Who show up only when they win.
So whoever wants a congratulatory wins for world champions. Let's not forget, they're world champions. Stevie P, looking Wednesday, probably going to see a coast-to-coast review the game after. They had the great idea, too, of the Super Chat, that if by any chance we get up to $100 in Super Chats from a couple of weeks ago, we would do a live together once again for our birthdays, because we are a couple of days apart. But Steve, for them to know, when are we going on? Is there a short that's coming on? Is the coast to coast? What should they do?
You have to subscribe, guys. Subscribe to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. Hit the subscribe button, hit the thumbs up and the little bell, and you'll know when either myself and Vinny or Fabio and Gio, or a combination of each of the two shows, Coast to Coast and Milan Weekly Podcast, they come together and bring you more content. Anthony Calcara, from the world of auto parts. What a great guy. $6.99. That's almost as cheap as he sells his brake pads.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you. Really appreciate it. The super chat from Montreal's own Milan Club Montreal, Anthony. Stevie P. Milan Empoli. Give me your thoughts. You wanted to start with, do you want to go with your starting lineup? What did you do? Were you expecting anything different? Were you surprised at the decision of sitting, the Leao's or the, seeing that Jimenez or whatever the case may be? But did you have a problem seeing the starting lineup, especially playing at Empoli? Because let's be honest, and we're going to get into it, as we go for the first half, is that every time, whether it be the Supercoppa, Coppa Italia, come up with like these great wins, and then we go into a Cagliari, we go into an Empoli, and it's like, ooh. But what did you feel at the starting lineup?
Look, I didn't mind that he had to turn over some people. I think maybe it was a bit too much, but we rolled the dice. And again, it's easy to say now that, I'm happy. Maybe if they would have lost or dropped points, I would have been a little bit more pissed off. In the end, unfortunately, the guys that he did suit up in the starting lineup didn't do enough, and we needed to make adjustments and make sure that we get all full points. So I think he knows his squad. I think he has to understand who needs a rest and who doesn't. And it seemed like for Empoli away, which is kind of a bit of a tricky one, and especially the weather didn't help us either. He decided to rotate. And again, for the first half, we looked like we were in trouble for other reasons other than Milan's play.
The game went on, and oof, first half was not good, Steve.
Yeah, bring up the starting lineup. You have it there in your PowerPoint slide.
Sorry. My PowerPoint, my bad. Let's take a look here. So that was your starting lineup. We'll get into the changes after. But, Steve, I was going through, our topics for tonight. And you said, what would have happened if we dropped points to Empoli? And that it really got to me because I was like, wow, let's make the live meeting a reality. Thank you. Thank you very much, man. Really, really appreciate it.
Wow, so amazing. It guys. Whoa. Out of control over here, guys. Let's go.
Out of control. Thank you, Milanismo. Thank you, $4.99. Guys, really, really appreciate it. Okay, so getting back into the actual game. And I'm going to get into that after saying, what would have happened. But do you want to go through the performance of the first half, the refereeing? What do you want to start with?
Vinny, it's obvious that, this match here, Milan had to be the one who was going to be dictating what was going to happen in this game. Regardless of the starting lineup and the weather, if you look at the 20-minute mark, we have Yao Felix, taking probably one of the first shots towards the net, off target, unfortunately. But, coming from Chelsea, I think he's been a pleasant surprise so far. So you look and see at what he's giving when the others are sitting, and it seems like he's engaged, which is what we need and is what we were counting on when we got this player, right? So Milan did suffer, around the 32-minute mark. There's Colombo who has a shot off, again, a post. It seems like Milan's best defender the last couple of weeks. Colombo looked good, like he looked like someone who, we could have used for a bit of depth, but unfortunately Milan decided to keep him at Empoli. It was a typical Milan start to the game, right? We know Milan's not the best at either dictating play or taking the lead, especially when teams like Empoli play in that low block where no one's allowed to pretty much do anything in the final third. Easy for you to get to the final third. But really, after that, we have to go to the second yellow for Tomori. that's a possible game changer, and did really set Milan a little bit back in terms of what we wanted to do going forward. So,
you know, taking a time too is like we didn't play the way we were supposed to in the first half, but then started the, and not just the Milan game, guys. We're not the types of, yes, we've complained about refereeing in the past, but I think, correct me if I'm wrong, we've never blamed the referees for a loss. Even at that time that we always put the blame on ourselves. And this week, all around Serie A, not just this week, the last couple of weeks, it's been harsh and for referees. And the Kyle Walker thing, right? Steve, that's a straight red, no matter how you look at it, the way he put his foot. And I think it's frustrating for fans because we don't know what are these rules. We've seen it in the past where they go back and look at it, right? And, okay, takes it like a man, doesn't complain, let's get on. But what were your... Help me understand. If somebody, like, is his first time watching Serie A, help me understand why did this not get reviewed, or are they all blind? Do we need a drone over the pitch?
Well, I don't know if you need a drone there, but if you start at Tomori's second yellow, if I'm not mistaken, yellows can't get reviewed, yes, but offsides can't. Offsides can. So that's number one, right? Like, and it's also something that, you know, dissent after a bad call, the card stays. But if the ref has given a card when he doesn't think it should have been a card, he'll take it back. Like, I think they need to fix that rule too. But you know,
Justin, Justin.
If we just go past the offside and just look at why is Tomori making that type of tackle?
Like, no, it's a definite yellow card, Steve.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist. I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Yeah, no, it is, but he shouldn't be making that tackle. That's what I mean. So regardless of yellow, not yellow, you're on a yellow. You're someone with experience. I don't know why you're making that type of tackle. Colombo, last I checked, is not, you know, a super speedster. He was pretty much on the flank. I don't think he was going to make it. Like, at a certain point, Tomori needs to, you know, Mateo's saying it in the chat, he donkeyed himself. And Tomori donkeyed himself into a red card. What irritates me, and you see from the picture, is that there is a possible offside. So if he's offside, are we not checking this with VAR? Are we not going the extra mile and saying, hey, guys, maybe there's an offside and that I can take back that yellow card and he's not going to get a red card. But Serie A has got this wrong all year, especially this year.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And it really makes me laugh how We're not getting better at VAR. We're getting worse. And we were one of the first ones to implement it. It's beyond.
We were the first ones, not one of the first one, you know? So I skipped over that. Yeah, so going from the yellow to Tomori, right? So we're not debating that it wasn't a foul. We're just debating that if it's coming off an offside, then same kind of thing happened today against Inter Fiorentina, which we're going to talk about after. But the foul on Kyle Walker, Steve, that's... You know, and I'm not going to go with Ibra's comments today, demandamo rispetto per il Milan. I just feel like it's a league problem, or it's the quality of these referees. Something's not working, because that could have been a season-ending injury, Steve.
Yeah, it's if they're looking for dangerous play, absolutely, it's something that they have to look at. I think we are getting a little bit too soft in terms of what's a dangerous tackle, what's not a dangerous tackle anymore. I personally, you know, would like them to clear that up and see, like, not every tackle that has stud showing is a dangerous tackle, right? So we need to fix that, right? So.
By the way, I just want to take the time. You guys are on fire tonight. Seriously, thank you. So very much, Anthony 49, my man of the match is Pulisic with his two assists, and my flop is Tomori for getting himself sent off. Thank you, guys. Really, really appreciate it. Looks like we're on our way. We're on our way for a live red card weekly. Well, maybe we'll rename it like back in the day. And then, you know, maybe to balance things off, Marinucci, red card to Empoli, yellow to Jimenez, and Jimenez is a bit of a shitster on that one. He did his job, and Marianucci, you know, reacted, and rightfully so, got the red card. Steve, your thoughts on that that incident? And I think at this point, that's where he lost control of just.
Again, I don't think the ref had control. I think one of the ref's jobs, and especially in a match like this, is just to be someone who doesn't play an actor's part in this whole scene or this whole play that we're putting together. But guys, this is becoming a mockery. It's becoming a laughing stock, right? Serie A doesn't have the best reputation when it comes to diving and play acting. This is not something that I'd like to see. I don't think it was, you can't even out things like that. It's going to happen. I'm pretty sure there was other things, but there was a lot other things missed that could have evened things out and could have corrected this and saved this from being a laughing stock to just being, you know, a 2-0 win from Milan and having so much other topics of discussion other than what Milan did great, right? So you see us here, we wasted almost 6 minutes talking about a yellow card that shouldn't have existed if they used VAR correctly, an actual red card for a quote-unquote dangerous play, and maybe
getting a yellow card from VAR, Steve. When was the last time you saw a yellow card awarded after reviewing VAR to Jimenez?
I don't know. I think he gets it right before. I think it's the red going to Marocchini there.
No, remember he came out. This is just yellow to you.
It's a laughing stock, and it's really annoying there, because if you see, you know, at the 68th minute, the assist from Pulisic to Leao was finally attacking that that second post, and you know, using a bit of his height and getting in the on the back of some of those crosses was a breath of fresh air, at least for me, and seeing that, you know, how many opportunities we don't come up with, not even a shot on net off a cross like that. I think the introduction of Jimenez is fantastic. I think he looks like he fits into this team well. I'd like to see him start. I'd like to see him get his teeth wet in a couple of games. I think his goal is a true striker's goal. You know, coming at the 75th minute, I think that's a striker's goal, a number nine's goal, someone who could create on himself as well. And hopefully he can continue it. Like, I'm not going to jump to conclusions. You know, we had the bad experience of the Piantecs. So let's give the guy some some room to breathe. And I think with the weapons that he has, you know, the Leao's, the Yao Felix, the Pulisic, those guys there are going to contribute to a lot of goals if he keeps on playing that striker position the way he's been playing at Feyenoord and now with the short stint at Milan.
And what a test he's got coming up on Wednesday, right? It's part of the team facing his old team. They fired their coach today, I believe, or late last night. So we'll see how he comes up on that one. You know, we're looking at the way the game went. We're happy that we did get those 3 points. But, Steve, you're asking me what would have happened, and I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think if we would have tied this game or lost this game. And I don't know what to answer you. Like, I'm really speechless to go, okay, what we're going to do now? Okay, now we really have to win every single game? Like, it just felt like a minestra riscaldata that, you know, you come out with great performances, then you come out with these dull performances against an Empoli. What do you think would have happened, Steve? Would have been, yes, more frustrations, more from Milan fans, but...
Yeah, super frustration for sure. But again, these are ugly wins that, you know, back, I think, a couple of weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, I don't think we get this win. I don't think we come back from that yellow card. I think the mentality is starting to change a bit. I think they do feel a little bit more confident. I think they do feel like they trust their coach a bit more and what he's trying to sell them in terms of style of play. I think that attitude is changing. These are the ugly ones that, you know, we talk about during the FUBU weekly report there, where, you know, Inter won this game, but they didn't play well. Juve won this game, but they didn't play well. Well, you know what? This weekend, Milan won this game, and they didn't play absolutely well. And it should have been 3-0 this game, because I think Yao Felix misses a complete breakaway at the 81st minute, which should have been 3.
He tried to do the exact same move that he did against Roma. Tops and flops, Steve. If I can give you my top, because he was my flop last time I spoke, I was with Fabio. I'm going to give my top to Conceição, because I think he got he put in last time. It was because his rotation was completely horrible, bad substitutions, and I felt this one he got 100% right. So I'm going with him for my top of the match. How about you?
I think I'm going to agree with the Super Chats, man. I think it was Justin who put it. No, Justin put it. Let's give money to Yao Felix. I'm going to go with Anthony. I agree with him. I think the top of the match, I think it's Pulisic. I think he did a lot on that flank. He provided the 2 assists, put in a good shift, you know, after a couple of performances where, you know, he was a little bit invisible. And again, my flop of the match, guys, it's going to go to Tomori, just because you cannot be the most experienced central defender that we have and make stupid mistakes like that. There's no reason for you to go into that challenge. That challenge is a card, and you're already on a card. You should know that. And you could have put your, you know, obviously he's not going to be there the next game. So now we're doing musical center backs again. But I think that he should know better, and he should be someone who is not making that challenge anymore at this stage of his career.
And now, before we move over to FUBU segment, Serie A recap, you know, looking at, you know, Feyenoord on Wednesday. Then we have Verona on Saturday. This is Tuesday, I believe, Steve. Tuesday, the home game is Feyenoord. Then we have Torino, Bologna. This is going to be a hell of a February, even March, all depending on Champions League results. But if we played the way we played after the substitutions, the way we played against Roma, I see us winning these 5 games, Steve. And you know what? We don't have a choice. We don't have a choice.
Yeah, we had a choice. But we shit the bed against Dinamo Zagreb. And that's why I put that graphic up. Because, to be honest with you, I don't feel like we had to play these 2 extra games against Feyenoord. And this is the difference of you have to win, you know, five games instead of let's concentrate on Verona February 15th. Let's not play February 12th in 2 days and rest some guys. Maybe that would have changed his squad selection against Empoli. And, you know, think about Verona. But no, we need to think about Feyenoord away, and that's travel away. Then come back home, think about Verona, stay home again for another Champions League match against Feyenoord, and then travel on the best day in the world to Torino to play Torino, who's not going to roll over on us. Oh, and oh, by the way, because Bologna's mayor doesn't understand what a natural disaster is, we need to replay Bologna-Milan, which is an important game, February 26th. So this is the difference between great teams and teams like Milan that, you know, stick around greatness and don't want to commit and understand that the schedule does play a humongous factor in how fresh your guys are, right? So we've been saying, you know, Napoli playing once a week, look at them at the top of the schedule. Yeah, it makes a big difference. And this is going to either make or break our season, because it's continuing Champions League and make sure that we're still up everybody's ass for that fourth spot in the Champions League. So the points that need to come, and I hope that they can win all five, but I think we made our lives very, very difficult with not qualifying for the top eight for Champions League.
Definitely. And so on that note, let's go over to our weekly segment. This segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things the Serie A and the EPL, e se anche può ascoltare in italiano. Stevie P, la Serie A, giornata 24. È cominciata with Como Juventus on Friday. Another...
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Very interesting game. Como came back 1-1. Juventus in the end coming through. Colomwani, two goals. And he's the new, as we say in French, la coqueluche of les tifosi. Your takes on this game. And I don't think Como deserved to lose, but I didn't see enough from Juve to say that deserved to win. I know it was that handball from Gatti and
Fabregas.
Fabregas complained, and then Gatti's like, "Well, if this has to be called a handball, we should stop playing calcio." I'm like, "But that's a blatant handball."
Yeah, that's not a position of your hand, a natural position of your hand. Gatti, too bad, it is a handball, but they'll never call it against Juve. That's just the way VAR works. But this game was not very pretty to watch, let me tell you that.
After multiple times, Stevie P, lots of these during this game, and I know Atalanta was in need of a performance. Steve, Verona's just bad. I watched this game. Verona's horrible. And I know Atalanta is just, you know, they've been a couple of games where they hadn't gotten the full points, but uff, Verona. Not looking good to stay up in Serie A. Rete goal, three goals on this one. Do you think Atalanta keep on this push, or do you see them, maybe having a couple of snip-ups here until the end of the season?
Look, they have a lot of injuries. You know, the Daniele Maldini, unfortunately, didn't even last a couple of minutes, and he's already hurt. They did sign Posh from Bologna. That's an interesting signing, but I think they have some injuries on defense. I think the injury bug is going to start catching up with Atalanta. This was against a very bad Verona. which doesn't help us for our next match against Verona. But I think that, you know, Atalanta and Retegi, which is, for me, I think the signing of the year in Serie A, for the amount of money that they purchased him for. And good for Atalanta. You know, I don't hide my ill will towards Atalanta and Gasperini, but I think that they addressed their striker problem. And, you know, Scamacca, again, injured. He's out for the season as well. Scalvini, again, injured, out for the season as well. We can't complain about injuries because it seems like everybody else has injuries as well.
They moved out Zaniolo, which supposedly wasn't fitting into that dressing room, what, after half a year, Steve, and right away, I think, at Fiorentina. So, you know, it's just good for the Serie A competition in Serie A. Obviously, Empoli, Milan. Then you had Torino, Genoa, 1-1. Bit of a sleeper on this one, Steve. And Torino had started off so well at the beginning of the season. But, you know, I think these are the kind of teams that are the ball-busting teams, right? Which Udinese did this week, which we're going to talk about after. But ball-busting teams. And speaking of ball-busting teams, Roma has become another ball-busting team. They're getting it done, Steve. And this game was not a pretty game. And no. on a penalty, and they just did what they needed to do. They didn't attack more after that. And just Venezia was trying, man. They were trying. But in the end, Roma prevails with the big 1-0 win away from home.
Big 1-0 win.
Looking after Cagliari 2, a Parma 1. After this, we're going to take a look at the tables because we're going to take a look at all this, the way these lower teams are. Maybe they're going to have another battle for the bottom three, who's going down. Lazio, una manita, Steve, as they say. This was Dr. Jekyll that was here, not Mr. Hyde, but wow. And I'm sorry, Monza.
Nesta's back. Nesta's back.
They fired a coach and Nesta. We fired you. This is like, who was his name, Steve? Zamparini.
Yeah.
Was it Zamparini at Palermo?
At Palermo. He would be back at least 2 times a year.
Big win from Lazio, moving them again, I believe, now in the top four. A snoozer, Lecce Bologna. I was trying to watch this one on Sunday morning. We're like, what am I watching?
Thank you, Lecce.
Thank you very much, Lecce. And then you had back where they belong, Steve, ball-busting Udinese. And I didn't write down who scored that goal, but wow, what a goal. And
wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist at first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Napoli wasn't good. Napoli was not good in this game at all. And I know they've had a couple of these games that they didn't play very good. I'm not saying they're losing the Scudetto by all means, but Napoli, Steve, I don't know. Are they getting tired from playing one time a week?
No, I think that they're just in a way a little bit took the foot off the pedal because of last week's results. And now they thought that they can, you know, cruise by Udinese at home. And it seems like Udinese had other things in mind and made them drop points, right? So Inter did drop points in their makeup game. And this was actually the ritorno. So for Inter coming up big again against Fiorentina at the end, from Antanovic, I think. We haven't seen him. But that just speaks to, their depth for Inter, getting back the points that they dropped in a 3-0 loss to Fiorentina.
With no shots on goal.
Yeah, with no shots on goal. So this is Serie A, and, you know, if you bring up the table, we'll see how crazy it is.
Your thoughts on, even today, like a ball going completely out of the line. Bastoni brings it back. They get a corner. You can see from every single angle. they get a goal from it. Is it like it's just getting ridiculous? And that's what is on the newspapers, right? Like La Moviola, C'era Rigore, C'era Qui. One of the referees, I think, is getting suspended. The one I think that was playing in Torino, I believe, the Torino game. But anyways, they pulled one back, Inter Fiorentina, from the embarrassing loss there on Monday. Table-wise, Steve, only two teams with the game in hand, right? So, as I said before, Lazio moving back up to top four. Juve 43, Fiorentina 42, just 1 point. So even Atalanta there, Steve. You know, it's 5 points. And Milan, you know, on a possible 41 if we do win the game against the Bologna. But and Roma creeping back up. We both agreed, I think, several weeks ago, Monza's going down. I don't think that's going to change this year. Out of all these teams, who's Venezia following them?
I think, we've said it from the beginning. You know, Monza, Venezia don't look good. I'm surprised to see Parma after, you know, the start that they had. Remember, they decided to play soccer every time they played against Milan, but they sit, you know, in 18th spot at 20 points. I'm very surprised to see Verona on the above Como, because I think they play better ball than Como plays better ball than Verona. But I think it'll change. I think Verona will go down with Venezia and Monza. Everybody else will save themselves. It's really hard. It's really hard to see what it's shaping up, right? So all the oxen free. That brings up a good point. You know, coming week, Lazio versus Naples and Inter versus Juve, and we have a chance to start creeping up and getting some points. You know, we would expect Napoli to put in a performance against Lazio. We would expect Inter to put in a performance against Juve. So we just need to take care of our business and see what happens after that.
And on then. That segment was brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and EPL here in Canada. Steve, Serie A fantasy updated this week. Chuch FC, Alex Di Biase there in the first spot, battling out with Brahim. I know that your football fantasy was better than your soccer fantasy, Steve, but how's it looking up there on the soccer one? Not that good?
Not that good, not that good. I don't know what's happening this week. It was a tight week, very tight week. I just need to keep on winning. I'm like Milan. I just need to keep on willing to not stay in the danger zone. I need to stay out of the danger zone, but it looks like this week I'm losing this week, so not going to be good. Yeah.
And shout out to Chicken Carm. Love that name. Chicken Carm from New York. Steve, I want to take the time before we get into our one comment from Patreon, which happens to be from Gio. Steve, news thing came out today or yesterday. Sunig bankruptcy.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
So, you know, the three holding companies controlled by the Zhang family have gone bankrupt. And for anybody that, you know, were complaining or were saying, you know, now they're American owned, and look, this trend of, you know, Milan did it happen to us. When was it, Johan Lee? 6 years ago, 7 years ago? Even him supposedly doesn't exist. No company, no money. And Sunig filing bankruptcy. Thank God, because if they were still ownership of Inter, I don't know what would have happened. On, let's say, an owner going bankruptcy, but your takes on the news of Sunin going bankrupt?
Yeah, I think Serie A has to do, as a league, a better job on vetting these potential owners, especially foreign owners. it is understandable that, you know, across the world, there's not many people with hundreds of millions of dollars to purchase teams like Inter, Milan, and so on and so forth. And that money has to come from somewhere, right? But I think they need to be vetted a little bit better.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
So that we avoid this. This is, you know, two that we know so far. In terms of so far that we know of, that we talk about a lot because it hits Milan and Inter, right? Two of Serie A's, you know, prized possessions. Who knows how many happen, you know, that we don't talk about and we don't listen, we don't know too much about in, you know, Serie A B or Serie A C, where foreign ownership wants to come in, wants to get into the league, wants to try to do something, but doesn't understand the red tape of Italy, right? The bureaucracy of Italy is something else. And, you know, yes, we could say, Suning didn't take care of their own books, but, you know, a lot of rules did change in China in terms of how you can get foreign money out. And we thought it was that, right? Well, they have money, they just can't get it out of China. But now if we see that these companies that were supposedly had the money and couldn't get it out of China are completely bankrupt in China, well, then where was this money? So that's the thing that scares me the most. And, you know, Yong Hong Lee was a fraud to begin with, and we should never, you know, I'm never going to laugh at another team that went through that, because for me, I was completely ashamed. I was completely embarrassed. And as someone who loves Serie A as much as I do love Milan, but I also love Serie A. And, this is not something that would have happened in North America. So yeah. As much as we hate or don't want the North American way to come to Europe, this stuff doesn't happen in North America. There's not a fraudster buying an NFL team. Because the NFL, that shield, cares about the league and the teams as much as the next person. There's not a fraudster buying a NBA team. It's just not going to happen. The NBA logo means so much worldwide, not only in America. It's unfortunate,
it's unfortunate that I remember with Nima, the wool got pulled over our eyes with Yong Hong Lee. We're all excited at that point. And the embarrassment that happened, it happened. And then you start wondering, did this guy ever have money in the first place? And then the question goes to, how the fuck was he able to buy a team from Silvio? A Serie A, you know, approved. Okay, it happened. But it looks like it happened with Inter too, Steve. Is it possible that Suning, all this, yes, we have this money and this, but in the end, you had absolutely shit. And this cannot happen because it's another black eye on Serie A. And it's important to talk about it because, like you said, this wouldn't happen. And, even though nowadays business is like, you know, we're taking money from here to this money here. And then when it's time, we're going to take this money to repay this one. But this is all legitimate stuff, right? These guys, a la Redbird, a la Friedkins, they know what the hell they're doing, right? They're corporations. But when you guys got like, you know, was it Torhier? Eric Torhier? He was a real billionaire, no? Before he had sold to Suning, was that it?
I believe. We don't even know if Torhier was a billionaire. We don't know that either. So it seems like the more and more we go into Inter's finances, it seems the more and more they were almost, if not in worse shape than Milan, and we had a fake person on us. So It's not the point of who, it's the point of the why now. Is why is this happening? Why is Serie A not betting these guys? Why is the league allowing people like this to infiltrate? And again, Sun Ying, at least he won a Scudetto. can give him that at least. He put whatever fake money he had or money he did have into a Scudetto winning team, right? So, but it's just sad because it doesn't happen anywhere else that we know of or that we follow. But again, if people online know of other teams that had these falsified owners, the biggest two teams in Serie A should not be on that list, especially this high.
Definitely. Quick comment from Gio Steve. Keep up the great work, guys. Just want to say Walker was a good signing. He's always teaching on the field, just like he was doing with Musa. I did not expect that from him. This is from Coast to Coast's own Gio there sent a package, Steve, to his co-host, Fabio, all the way across the United States. And he sent him misspelling his name. But it's what's inside the gift that counts, right, Steve? God bless you, Gio. But Walker, Steve, I know you weren't the biggest fan of the signing of Walker, his age, the money that we're paying him. But how have you taken him so far, the way he's been acting on the pitch and outside the pitch as well?
Again, pleasantly surprised that exactly what Gio said, that he has been communicating that much. Again, it's probably Musa speaks English, Tomori speaks English, you know, so it's been a little bit an easier transition, if you ask me, for him, because he does have people that do speak English. I don't know if he's going to pick up Italian, but that would be pretty cool. Again, I'm not a fan of Walker. I have never been a fan of Walker. But I have to say I'm pleasantly surprised that he is putting in the performances that he has been putting. He was impressive in the Derby della Madonnina. So for me, that's enough to say, hey, maybe I was wrong about this. But we'll see, because the season is long. There's a lot of games to play yet, and would really like to see what happens next year, or you know, near the end of the year when things start getting a little bit tough, right? He's used to playing champagne football. He's used to lifting trophies. Let's see, because when that gets tough, I want to see what type of Walker we're going to see.
We went through the following schedule and circus that's going to be the next following week, Steve. But starting with Wednesday, Milan Feyenoord, what are you expecting? Who's he putting on the pitch? What do you think Conceição is going to come out with? Is he going to come out to guns a-blazing? Let's get a couple of goals in. Is he going to come out defensively? What are you expecting? I know we'll only see him for what now, maybe a month, but your preview, your prediction.
Yeah, I think that he'll keep Jimenez on the bench. I think this is an emotional game for him. Mm. I think he will show up on the score sheet. I think Conceição needs to flex some muscle. Feyenoord, like you said before, did get rid of their coach 2 days before facing Milan. They will have someone new at the helm. I don't know who that person will be. But we know what happens with the new coach. There's a little bit of jitters. There's a little bit of extra energy. Let's make sure that we put Feyenoord away in their own home. It's time that we start to start dictating play and dictating what we want to do. Again, I think that the attitude of this team is changing. I'm happy to see that. I'm happy to see that Conceição is trying to implement his style of play. But especially in the Champions League, you need to take care of business, these two legs. And if you can get a lead going back home, that's more than enough to secure your spot in the next round. And then we can concentrate a little bit more on Serie A.
So he goes guns a-blazing, other than Jimenez, Abraham starting. Do you see Leao there, Pouli, and João Felix behind? Like a 4-2-3-1?
I think he has to start the lineup that gives him the best chance of winning. So if it's all of them, let's put them all and let's dictate play and see what we can do. But I think, like I said, I don't think that Jimenez will start. So you'll probably see Tammy Abraham up there for at least half the game. And if he doesn't have to use him, then it all depends on the player, right? If I would be Constanza, I would ask him, what do you want to do? Do you want to get into this game? You want to get into this game if we need you? Do you want to get into this game no matter what? It's going to be a tough. It's going to be tough. And I agree with Fabio in the comments, Jimenez, no matter the result, starts at home against Feyenoord.
All right. So, sorry. So, Wednesday, guys, Champions League, put those notifications on. Gio and Fabio are going to go on and review the game. Steve, any closing thoughts before we take this home? I just want to say thank you once again to the five super chats for today. Really appreciate it, guys. Again, the $100 birthday fund to get us live. Are we doing it here, Steve, or I'm coming there?
I have no idea. We'll decide. But thank you to Anthony. Thank you to Ramiz. Thank you to Milanismo. Thank you to Justin. Thank you to Anthony. Guys, this is amazing, you know? Like, we try to put on as much content as we can. Myself, Vinny, Fabio, Gio, President in the background, Sonny, wherever you are in this godforsaken world, with his designs, and Jan in his, you know, Busted Calcio X. And again, thank you, guys. It's much appreciated. It's very humbling also to get these super chats. You guys, you know, you're spending your hard-earned money on us, and we try to entertain as much as we can, right? So I know not everybody agrees with everything we say all the time, and we have you know, visitors even from Interland in the chat asking for immigration papers. Wow, that's just the kind of screwed up podcast that we love to put on for you guys. So, closing words, yeah. Guys, it's very simple. I want to put away Feyenoord right away, and I want maximum points from these games, including the Bologna game, because we got to stick it to the mayor of Bologna for doing that. Fuji's in Funyan. I made him emotional, and he put in another $6.99. You're the best, Fuji's in Funyan.
Thank you, and he's been there, and he likes, even him as a wrestling fan, he's missing Raw on Netflix right now, Steve, but, you know, he watched the Royal Amazing. Rumble, he's there, but thank you, 699. And my closing moments, the possibility of having another two derbies this year in Champions League and in the Coppa Italia, yeah, bring it, because I want it, because there's no such thing as the derby. Cari amici sportivi, he's a big softy. And on that note, guys, once again, thank you to Super Chat. Thank you for listening in. Stay tuned on Wednesday. Ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan!
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.